Ladies of More Letters by Lou Wakefield and Carol Heyman.
42 The Lines, Heather Green. Dear Vera, do not tear this up. Read it first and then decide. You will no doubt be surprised that I'm writing to you after we both vowed never to communicate with each other again after the disastrous holiday together last year. However, a certain event has taken place which I feel duty-bound to inform you of. I have tussled with my conscience as to whether to keep my distance and keep mum, but I find I cannot lie, not even, as politicians seem to do, by omission. There is no nice way to impart the dreadful news I have to tell you. Bill Snapes is dead. You remember, of course, after dallying with us both, he set up with a girl half his age, and I think I told you they'd had a baby. Well, no sooner did she have that baby, but another one popped out, and the upshot is that he had a heart attack last week, from which he hasn't recovered, and the funeral is on Friday. The village is buzzing with the rumour that he was taking Niagara, which just goes to show what happens if you try to burn the candle at both ends. Certainly, since it happened, the queue at the chemist's has gone down considerably, and his old golfing cronies are looking far less jaunty. I know that you were once fond of him, so in the circumstances, if you do want to pay your respects at the service, which is at 3 in the afternoon, you could stay overnight with me on the put you up in the living room. I have already checked the buses and trains and found that there is no way you could get back afterwards unless you spend the night on the platform at Nottingham, where you'd have to change. Incidentally, since I'm writing anyway, I thought I'd just mention that I found your swimming costume the other week rolled up inside my old Packamack, which I was about to donate to the Village Minellium Bus Shelter Fund.